Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here. Checking in on Bravo. We're talking ATL, BH. Nice
two
little
solid
punch.
Episodes. I didn't watch the last reunion. I almost did, but I feel like I know what happened. I watched Summer House reunion. The only thing I have to say is Andre he kind of sucked on Lindsay's boob. I put it on her Instagram.
I did see that.
That blew me away. That blew me away. So,
Interesting.
Crazy. Hmm. Good for Lindsay. She's hilarious.
She's nuts.
It is
weird though.
Lake House.
I saw how everyone hates them except Luke. It seems like nobody fucks with Lindsay and
Luke's
Carl
legit.
As a couple. It's very odd.
Yeah, jealous. I think maybe, huh?
Something. I don't know what it is.
They're jealous. They're jealous of Lindsay. I don't know. I love Lindsay. God, she's the star. She got nominated, I think, for MTV Movie Award.
Like
MTV Award.
Reality
type of reality.
Campaigning like she's running for president.
I know.
Calm down.
I know. It's kind of sad when you're like, last day.
It's really sad.
Don't put that.
It's like pathetic.
I don't even think those votes freaking matter. Like,
no, I'm
American
sure they just
Idol.
Pick whoever
American
they want.
Idol
who gives a
rigged.
Fuck?
Freaking no, I don't. I never believe in all those voting. Call in to vote. Ryan Seacrest, he just gets drunk and points at who wins. I do not believe
exactly
that.
No, I don't either.
Whoever
I went
fits
to
box the best.
I went to a concert on Thursday night. It was, I didn't know this was the name, and I would have told you this because we always do our Mount Rushmore. They called it Mount Westmore. So for the West Coast, it was the top four.
Oh,
so
wow.
Snoop, E-40, Too Short, and
I was thinking Kendra Wilkinson.
Snoop, E-40, Too Short, and Ice Cube. And it was
Ice
a great show.
Really aging great, man. Hot piece of ass.
Ice Cube was very high energy. E-40 was the worst. For those of you who are E-40 fans, it made me sad. He was having some breath control issues. He's looking a little hefty, living the good life, like one of those rich kings that's going to die.
Hopefully COVID doesn't come creeping on his door.
I know. And supposedly Ice Cube super anti-vax too, which was I don't want to support.
Oh, is he really?
He got kicked out of a movie for not getting vaccinated. It's ridiculous.
He got kicked out of a movie. It even matters. It does
matter. A movie they were filming, not
You know, at this point, I mean, whatever, I got vaccinated, but my whole house was vaccinated. I guess it's up to the, it only protects you. You're the idiot. You know, I don't even think it helps prevent someone getting vaccinated at this freaking point. And you don't ever even hear about it anymore. It's we've all moved on from something. It almost scares me. I got all the freaking vaccinations. When are we going to hear more? It's a little freaky.
What do you mean?
You just don't hear about it anymore. Oh. Not that I'm going to die, but it's just it was a whole hubbub. And we all got, think if people obviously get crazy. With shows, when the people started to stop getting measles vaccinations, measles were creeping up. And that's crazy. Obviously, if everybody doesn't get vaccinated, it's not going to protect us. So we're fucked. So at this point,
come back. Yeah.
Vaccinate yourself if you don't want to freaking get really ill. So eventually, Eric Clapton had to cancel his.
It's their own problem.
We're fucked because the vaccination is great. But it would have been great if everybody freaking took it. If not, we're fucked.
Well, I think the one thing that I came out of COVID realizing about America is nobody gives a fuck about the collective.
Nobody.
If a million people can die and people don't give a shit, literally
we're
a million
screwed.
People died in America. Yeah, we're fucked. No one cares.
Nobody cares about baby formula. They're voting against helping baby formula. People hoarding it. If there's a baby formula shortage and you're hoarding it and selling it for a higher price, you should die.
Yeah,
so you're not going to get vaccinated. I don't want to say I'm anti-vax. I believe in the vaccination. I got vaccinated.
No, I know.
But I believe, you know what I mean? What does it even matter?
Yeah. I mean,
either vax or don't vax. It sucks. It really does. Sorry. We're going to get we'll get a good one star for that. All she does is rant and bullshit, and she's so negative. Ah, sorry.
That's about right. But if anyone's looking for a great West Coast hip hop show, 10 out of 10 recommend. Snoop Dogg was excellent. I just keep thinking how much weed he smokes and the fact that he can still rap like flawlessly. He had no background track, sounded amazing.
Yeah, weed. I mean,
it was a thrill.
I hate the whole gist of if people smoke a ton of pot, you're not hungry all the time. You eventually it becomes like a daily medicine. I'm not smoking as much pot as I used to, but but eventually it just people act like, he's so out of it, blah, blah, blah. He's not. I mean, that's just the way you are after a while. If you don't smoke pot a lot, then then you're out of it. But people don't get that if you're smoking ton of weed all the time.
I remember going to concerts back in the day and seeing somebody smoke was like a rarity. You'd be like, oh, somebody's smoking over there. And now it's just like plumes everywhere of just people just, I mean, smoking the entire show.
Cheech and they don't know how many people are people, but they're alive. You know, people expect it's not crazy. You know, once people with the drinking, look how healthy they all look. Jennifer Aniston supposed to be a real stoner. I mean,
I could see that
the healthiest people.
You know what? The best part of the show was at one point, like Too Short stopped and he was like, listen, this music fucking raised you. And it was like, it did, you know, and he's like, we've been around for 30 fucking years. Like, you know, he's like going off and then he's like, I'm going to tell you guys, you're not going to like this, but some of you were conceived to our music. Like, it's like to see a bunch of 50-year-old men up there just doing their thing, late 50s. It's like, nice. I love to see it. It's beautiful. They're still out here.
That's why NSYNC.
Who cares if they
Justin Timberlake, get your Jessica Biel stick out of your ass and get out there and perform. Listen to me. I'm at the NSYNC concert. But Backstreet Boys, New Kids on the Block, they're out there dancing, breaking hip and making money.
Those are the people with disposable income who are just dying for a night out.
Come on. Get Joey Fatone's fat ass out there on the stage. I would die to go see it.
I would love to see that. That would be hilarious. Just the struggle would be worth it. All right.
Lance Bass looks
young
and hip and fresh. God bless Lance
Bass. Last thing I'll say on random topics. If anyone's looking for a great, great, excellent, prestige, top tier television show, We Own the City, David Simon, who did The Wire. It's on HBO Max. It's essentially a miniseries. So standalone. Kind of about cop corruption in Baltimore. 10 out of 10. There's some fucking excellent acting happening. Really great show. Really enjoying it. If anyone's watching it, let us know. Let's start with Atlanta, I think.
Oh, I just have that. If we're talking about stuff real quick. The Dubai trailer really did nothing for me.
It looks like it's going to be bad. Looks like they don't know each other at all.
I don't even know about that. It just
no friendships.
What was it? It looked boring.
I couldn't put my finger on. I didn't see. I like Caroline Stanberry, but like there was no. I guess I just didn't. I didn't get a sense that they were like a cast. It just seemed like this weird smorgasbord of like. And I didn't see a storyline. I didn't really see anything.
Bravo needs to stop with the long trailers. Why are they selling us so hard on this shit? Just put an episode out. That'll do them better. Nobody wants to watch.
Yeah, that's true.
I think they shouldn't do trailers. They shouldn't do these long advertisements. And it's not doing them. I don't know. I was more excited about it. I'm wrong. No, I will too. But I thought
the same thing.
They don't need it. And they're wasting. People are like, where's the trailer? Where's the trailers? Like, get a life. Wait for the show.
Yeah. Right.
And my last thing is Teresa Giudice. Everybody wants to say she's fired, this, that, and the other. Who is the only Jersey housewife at the NBC upfronts? Who's out on stage? Who's the mouthpiece? Trey.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
She's not getting fired. I was like watching her story yesterday and I was just like, God.
Yeah, she's like humping that Priscilla, just reminded, the makeup like, person on a table. I
so dumb. Like there are moments where I'm like just watching the two of them dance for like 17 Instagram stories with like no one's home in their eyes. I was just like,
they do look like I still feel like maybe she's totally baked all the time and we just never knew it. She's made it far. I don't know how energy. Dumb, but that's what she said. She loves being stoned and it all that.
God, if that's her high, she needs like a different type of weed.
Maybe she's not that dumb. I know that she comes across dumb, but I just don't think you can make it this. Is it all luck? Is she just a little angel from heaven and you get by this right. far on luck? How do you go to prison and become the Mac Daddy at prison? Like she's got some street smarts.
Yeah, she does. But there's also, you know what I mean? That look in her eye. Or just
I know.
Like,
I know.
Like dancing around. I feel like oh, this
I'm such a Teresa apologist. I just love her so much.
I am too, to a degree, but.
And I look at those. She can be a total jerk off in the whole season. Then I see her dance and I'm like, God, I love her. She's so cute. I don't know. Yeah. I hope to be 50 years old, look like that and be just living life. I don't know. Sorry.
Is she 50?
That's what it's. I thought it said it's her 50th birthday. She looks smoking hot.
Yeah, she does. All right. Atlanta. I loved this episode. The tea party was just literally blew my mind. I thought it was just amazing. I loved the woman freaking out in the middle of the party.
50 years old. I thought it was one of the best episodes in a long time. It feels like Young Housewives.
Fantastic.
When she Candy read Candy sucks dick in the locker room. Yes. I laughed out loud. I haven't laughed like that at a Housewives episode in probably six years.
Yeah, and I loved Candy too, being like, I mean, I am highly offended. And she was like dead ass serious. I loved that. And then I love Sheree being like, I mean, why would she be so offended? She probably did suck dick in locker rooms. This was the episode. I know we've talked like Sheree has seemed quiet. This was Sheree full out. This was the old Sheree.
Oh, it was
I don't
great.
Know if you noticed early in the episode, she had like a Google shirt on that was like Sheree's joggers. Like, I love that she's in on the joke.
You're allowed to just rip off the Google logo like that, I guess.
I love her and Drew coming at each other. I mean the whole tea party sequence so what do you think about this Ralph is gay thing? Do you think this could potentially
I wouldn't be
weight?
Shocked. I guess I live in a world where if you're gay, you're gay, but I wouldn't be shocked. He doesn't not give me. I feel bad saying gay vibes. I don't know if that's the wrong thing to say, but I wouldn't be shocked.
I wouldn't be either, but I mean, just to drop that at the table like that
but
was
it's great television. The other housewives, they should take a look. It's in a book. It's the Atlanta Reading Rainbow. It was unbelievably a great.
About Atlanta there's just so many small moments that make the episode. Like when I think somebody told Marlo that her car was old, like she bought a used Rolls Royce, and then she's like, go ahead, Kenya, go away and your Chanel inspired look, like Chanel inspired, just the shade of that. Like, I just love that shit.
And the fact that they're so going back and forth with each other and other housewives, they wouldn't talk for weeks and people wouldn't get invited.
Exactly.
Then Kenya sits back down and they get right back to talking. And Marlo really has a fun, playful vibe when she's fighting with people. It's fun.
It's like when the white lady was like, this is a kid's birthday party, the Karen. And then Marlo's just laughing hysterically. Kenya, that's why you don't invite your white friends. Like, I love Marlo is a
that
bundle of
an
energy.
Idiot. Yeah, she's so
but
fun.
Like, Marlo in the workout scene with Sheree, 12 seconds sitting down, 18 seconds sitting down. Ooh, I'm tired. I mean, I love that. She's great.
And the trainer knew who she was. And just the way that she greets people, it's so genuine. There's no acting on her part. She is who she is. She lights up every scene. I love her so much.
She's great.
She fills up any old housewives that I think it's a great cast. I love Kenya. We're just going to have a fun tea when Kenya knows how to play the housewives game.
I mean, the fact that she brought out this game at her child's birthday party tells you everything you need to know about
who's
Kenya.
Watching all the kids.
I know. I just love.
They must have hired somebody.
I had to bring the Candy Todd fight in front of her assistant up or her agent when he was on Zoom, and they like had that whole conversation. Then he was still there. Oh,
that's how I feel.
You have a position and you're very clear on it. I need to write that down. Anytime I'm arguing with someone like a Trump supporter, you can just say that you have a position. You're very clear on it. I understand.
Jesus. Back to the party. It was just so fun. Yeah. It was boom after boom after boom. Marlo telling the little girl, don't put your pinky up, that's ghetto, cracked me up.
I loved her coaching the girl how to sip her tea, though. I just loved that.
It was so funny. Candy, who wrote that? I think it was Marlo wrote Candy suck stick in the locker room. Her face looked a little funny when she wrote it, like she was trying to stir up. That was so funny to me. I really, Candy, the way that she even said it and she acts and plays along. Candy is a great housewife. She needs to be there. When she walks in and they're 3 hours late to a party and waiting for Brooklyn to walk in. And she's like, why is everybody staring? And they're like, oh, Brooklyn's supposed to be walking. And she's like, oh, God.
So late. And I mean, just the end of the party with Sheree and Drew at each other with the fingers in the face. And I don't know her. I don't know. Like, that was great. I mean, come on.
And Sonya's she's right. You don't go up against Sheree. Sheree looks ready to kill.
I think we're right about Sonya. Like, I think she's a
nice
stand-up individual.
Yeah.
Not meant for a housewife. It's a very odd choice on her part to do this. It's hard to hop in, and it's like, I kind of feel like, honestly, you have to have been in Atlanta for a long time to kind of gel with these women. Like,
or you have to be a little mentally ill.
Been in Atlanta for a while. Yeah. Or crazy. And like,
yeah,
Sonya just moved there and she's like a legit professional athlete. I don't know.
Sounds like she knows Sheree the way that she was talking about her, but some people are just, it's hard to break up these personalities. They're clicking with each other. It's hard to get in the middle of that.
Good. When they were talking about Sheree not paying, and Dorian was like, you know, some people just don't pay. That's just like, they just don't pay. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, some people just aren't payers. I'm like, that's not a thing. You can't just like not be a payer.
Who's not a payer?
Like, I think she probably gets everything she can for free. She probably tries to negotiate everything down to a deal, and then probably doesn't pay a lot of people. You know,
Sonya Morgan. Screwed. You get credits at college.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But I need to know the agreement beforehand. Was there ever talk about how much money you're going to make? What was the situation?
Right. Oh, do you know what I absolutely loved was Kenya trying to negotiate her pricing down, when she was like, so how much is the party going to be? She's like, 10 to 15K. Just like, oh, well, I'm going through a divorce. It's like, what you're looking for a divorce discount? What the hell are you doing? Like, come on. Also, 15K on this is just preposterous.
I feel bad. Atlanta might be a nice place to live. I've never been there, but their venues all look like they're in strip malls. They're never desirable to look at. They all look like the same place.
Yes, it literally looks like the same place, just with a different interior.
10 to 15K. Kenya's got money. I don't know how.
I know.
But she makes money.
People have money. Like, Sheree, look how Sheree lives.
That basement.
Where is her money from?
I have no idea. Maybe this ex-husband and Drew.
The only person that we've seen work to receive this amount of money is Candy.
And Candy's house is not even redone. She's too busy working. Still can't get over that pool.
Oh, God.
An indoor pool, though. Who wants an indoor pool? It was nice when you're a kid,
Point?
But it would stink up your whole house. Your whole house would smell like a Holiday Inn. Like
chlorine. Right?
Yeah.
Like a Embassy Suites. Yeah, you don't want that.
Okay. Where's Drew? Why doesn't Drew talk to her husband the way that she talks to everybody else? She talks meek and mild. Your husband's running game on you, and you act like
100%.
He's sleeping in the other room, drinking Long Island iced teas. Maybe the rumor's true. I'm just joking. I don't know.
Long Islands. That's a really intense choice.
Two of them.
Two?
Such a sketch. I love the next episode, Sheree. That's why Sheree gets in his face and says, are you gay? The rumor is you're gay.
I love it.
But if is he out, sleeping with men and she thinks it's women? And that's why maybe the assistant is, or what is it? I would love to know the truth. Ralph does have liar eyes. I can't read him. Now that this
I've
is
always
brought
gotten
in,
a sketchy vibe,
knows?
But I haven't gotten like he's gay. I always thought he was cheating with women. I mean, but I don't know.
Maybe both.
Time will tell.
And get this assistant in. Let's hear the complete details. God, your whole life goes up in smoke. From now on, your husband has a gay rumor attached to him, all because you had to go on the freaking Housewives.
Oh, God.
That was hilarious.
It was great, though. I just loved a fun tea.
Are we the candy saying 100 times? Should we be doing this at a kid's party? And then when Marlo walks up, like, just put some tea down. At a, here at a kid's party? Like, she's so, she really made me laugh. I had such a smile on my face watching this episode. It was so opposite.
It was fun.
They tried to do the same thing at Beverly Hills, but it was just, this was so playful, even though it's ripping people's lives apart. It cracked me up. I loved it.
No, it's Atlanta is a joy when it's like on all cylinders, like it is right now. This is the Atlanta that I've always loved, where it's like the shade, they know each other, they're in each other's shit, they're playful. It's just like, this is when it's the most fun.
And
I'm so glad they made these changes. Like, it really, like, Cynthia gone, Portia gone, all of that.
Yeah.
Like, again, I haven't even thought about Portia. She hasn't even crossed my mind. I think her show was a kiss of death for her in the public eye.
I
it was a horrible right. look.
I loved it. I
you can't come back
the
to the same adorer. I did too, but you know what I mean?
No, like, I know what you mean. Yeah.
She came across really, really bad.
I think to me, that's kind of how she was coming across on the show a little bit too.
It was not you were starting to see the real Portia. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk BH, Beverly Hills. I have to say, the beginning of the episode with Dorit trying to tell the story of like how her the B story with her dad, like she's like
so dumb. Like, poor guy's an Israeli paratrooper, and this is what you got from him about
this
killing
is just
a freaking
so
bee.
Ridiculous.
The more they talk about it on camera, the less I feel bad, and I don't know why. I'm sorry. I don't know. It probably happened. I wouldn't be shocked if the way that PK's eyes look when he's talking about his 60K watch he doesn't care about, his eyes look guilty to me. Like he planned it and she has to deal with it. And it's a secret he has to go through to the deaths. Either it was planned and they didn't think she'd be home and PK kind of, or it was truthful. I don't care. Kill me at the stake. But if I almost don't want to give in fully because these people seem like scammers. If you don't even have a real accent, how am I supposed to believe anything in your freaking world? And we're going to feel bad about her. Then it'll come out that it wasn't freaking true. And then we all feel bad. Maybe it probably was. I don't know what to believe. The way that they're, I just don't want to say it.
Every episode's at the start. You're like,
if I had my real feelings, I just don't want to say it out loud because I feel bad, but they're just too sketchy for me to. They say that she says that there was a gun up. Then in the police report, she never told the cops that there was a gun. I don't know. I believe her, but who knows?
Yeah, I don't get the sense that it's fake. I don't know. It is a little odd that like the next night they're just out for dinner. Like nothing happened
PK
and everything's fine.
Meets at Kyle's house. It's priorities are that you meet at Kyle's house and you're filming. I understand people deal with things differently, but
yeah,
it's just all, and if it probably did happen, then I still judge you for what you did after. You're just weird. It's all about the stupid dumb show when your life was really at risk. You give a fuck about a TV show.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I don't know, time will tell. I'm sure
probably happened it did, but
I think it did.
My spidey sense. Kyle got robbed. You didn't hear anything about it. She didn't go on about it for 100 years. Yes, yet she wasn't home. Yeah, but
different. You saw the new chick. Diana said she was with Kim Kardashian when she got robbed.
What a rude thing to say. Oh, I left because I knew some shit was going to happen. I didn't feel safe. Yeah. It's like, oh, well,
did
thanks.
You tell her?
Right. Well, she got screwed. What Kim Kardashian went through seems very similar to Dorit, but I have more empathy for Kim. I don't know why.
I'm just wondering if this Diana chick, if you are too, you have to be, there's a balancing act of like, you have to be too rich, but you also have to be somehow wanting to be famous.
You have to be
to
trash.
Like, be on the show and let it work. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not sure if Diana, like the way when they started fighting about the charity table, she's like, this is classless. This is a little bit
shut
classless.
Up, Diana.
We should not do this. It's like, Diana, this is the Housewives. This is particularly what Beverly Hills does, is they will argue over something for the entire season.
Let's show
it. If you're going to be here, you got to like lean in, you know,
go talk, go take your, your kid to T-ball. Go take your son, your husband,
her fiance. T-ball. I mean, him sitting with all the men was like a joke. It was like the little brother is there, or their son. It's like, these people are not the same age.
33, 15 years. God bless them. Whatever. I don't care. Men do it all the time. And women live longer, so it probably works out better in the end, I guess, if you really love each other. But it's right. odd. 15 years. It looks like a lifetime compared to them two. So it does. Really does. I mean, she's like a woman. She's a beautiful woman.
Just shout out your tweet, Escape 2 Pod. If you guys aren't following us on Twitter, Justine said it was a picture of Lisa explaining how they got the table by giving an IMDb interview. She said it's like a charity timeshare, which I thought was hilarious. That cracked me up. And I think that's exactly what it's like.
What is she talking about? She can go to the charity if they interview for 30 minutes on IMDb
and then they go in the IMDb table or something. I think that's what she was saying.
That's Lisa Rinna's whole life.
Yeah.
I think that's Bethany Frankel's a little bit too.
Yeah. I think they're similar in that vibe. Yeah.
They both are hustlers and they seem like they're from the same family. They seem related now I cannot think that.
Right.
I don't know what to think about Sutton and the whole table. So they're saying that she canceled it, but then she did end up going. Then they sat together anyway. So how did she cancel it? This
is all just like such rich white people fight. Ridiculous. Like, I mean, it's just comedic how unrelatable it is. You know, it's almost funny. Like, we're talking about $75,000 for a table at a charity event.
Sickening. And
like,
yeah,
it really is. Like,
and then
this
you walk
is what
outside
we're caring
in
about.
LA and there's people just laying on the sidewalks.
Yeah. Like the biggest dead. Homeless problem of all time. I know.
It's heartbreaking. I wonder how much of this money goes to help people. It's just sick.
Sutton's nuts.
Like, she is.
She really is. Like the conversation at the end with Kyle, like I thought Kyle was actually great there. Like she was straight up telling her to her face. That's one thing about Kyle is Kyle actually does usually like, she's not a side shit talker usually. Like she'll say it to people and she said it right to Garcelle. And Garcelle's like, I mean, what Kyle, what? I didn't do that. What? It's like, what are you doing? I just feel like she's disconnected from reality in some way.
I know everybody keeps bringing up Kyle saying to Lisa Vanderpump, we all have things going on when Lisa Vanderpump's brother died.
Yeah.
That's what I keep thinking
about. I forget
about
that.
I know I do too, but the internet reminds me and it's like, well, Kyle is a piece of shit for doing that. But
yeah,
it is funny. Kyle, she really has a bone and she's really using it on Sutton. She loves that Sutton effed up so that she can be the holier than thou.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And in the car, telling Dorit the story that seemed redone to me. The way that Dorit reacted seemed like Dorit had heard it and it's hard for her.
And like the guys stuffed in the back seat sitting there like, oh fuck, here we go. Like
I love
thought
that.
It was the whole scene was like, oh, this feels like
PK. I'm glad you told me that, Kyle.
Yeah, right.
Okay PK. I like PK and Kyle or and Dorit. I don't want to say that I think it's fake, but if you have a secure, I think about it all day. If you have a security system, the excuse that what are your kids getting up and walking around and what kids are up walking around a kitchen in the middle of the night downstairs? A kid gets out of bed and goes right to mommy. If they want something, they're not down there making a PB&J and some warm milk. And you would either, I guess maybe if it was brand new and she didn't know how to work it, but you would, it just is so crazy to me. I don't know. I really need to, I'll just believe it, whatever. I won't be cynical, but there's a lot of questions I have.
Till next week.
Yeah. It's a lot of questions. And what burglars? They're going to kill you 1 second. Then they give a shit about your cell phone. I can't get over the whole cell phone. My kids chuck my cell phone with more vigor than that. Then they just place it down all nicely. Like, there you go, Dory. Call the cops. We're on film. I don't know. It's just funny. All right. It's just wacky. That just doesn't line
up. Out of your system.
Just doesn't seem right. People are really coming out strong. There are real rumors that Mauricio has chicks all over town, different hoes in different area codes.
I wouldn't like that.
I will not believe it. And until I see a picture, I will not believe it. If he's banging all these women especially all over town, like, where's the picture?
Such a stoner. It's like, I feel like he wouldn't even like, he doesn't even have the, I don't know, the motivation.
You know, I got an issue though with everybody. This is why weed's never going to be legal or not legal or accepted 100%. Nothing against you for saying it, but everybody says it. You smoke pot one time and now he's labeled as a stoner.
As like a stoner forever. That's a great point. And you just always
Andy on fake. Watch What Happens Live. Oh, he's smoking weed, this, that, and the other.
And Andy like,
but everybody sits there and gets shit faced. Do we label right. people as drunks? It's I just know. A weird right. thing. And if we,
it is
it right.
Nothing well, because I don't think we're at the point that, yet where it's right. like, no. It's like, we're not at the point yet where it's socially acceptable for, right. For weed to be like discussed.
Yeah.
You know, it's still, it's even though it's legal,
interesting.
It's like,
yeah.
If I go to the dispensary, I see like, you know, every age of person, but no one's like, you know, right. it's just not the same. Everybody's
we
like,
live around the corner from one
dispensary.
And my kid's like, it's Friday night. That place, it clogs up traffic. How many people are waiting in a long ass line to get into the thing.
Right.
Like you can't grow it at home. It's fascinating. Alcohol. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to get barley, this, that, and the other. It's not easy to make a beer, but you can grow weed very easily. People. It's crazy to me. Whatever. It's funny.
Look at you, horticulturalist.
You throw it inside and outside. There's lots of ways. But my kids are like, what is that place?
Own
is that
plant an taking ability to
is
keep
that an arcade?
A weed plant alive?
An arcade.
An adult arcade, kids.
That's what they're asking us. We're like, no, that's I don't funny. Know what we said. If it's a store or something, but it's hilarious. Even the kids notice how popping it is. So let's go there. Right. I just found right, that find else? That interesting.
These ladies,
let's think here. Erica acts like a lunatic. This is the real Erica. The way that she's kind of before she was so poised, Tom would tell her to shut the fuck up and she'd shut up. Now she's like, oh, I feel the same. You know, fuck you, Sutton. The fuck. She's really in the way she walks into the party. Like,
yeah, that was weird
like,
too.
Hey there. She's got a such
I mean I think
to
they're
me.
Gonna try
is she free?
It seems like later they're trying to imply she like has a drinking problem or something or she's mixing pills and booze. I saw that in the preview, so I feel like maybe she's a little loose.
It's very interesting. Yeah, maybe that lit? Is what it is. She and yeah. then Harry, the whole birthday party obviously staged. Not one of Harry's friends there.
No,
it was a don't call it a I mean I guess that's what it was, but
I thought Lisa Rinna, honestly, I loved that yellow look on her. I thought that was phenomenal. Really enjoyed it. I thought she looked good.
Yeah, she looks good.
No?
No. I just, I don't look at, Lisa Rinna to me looks like a cartoon character. I don't
oh,
look
yeah,
at her
no,
and
I'm
think,
not like, yes.
I think she's a beautiful
I
woman.
I just liked that look.
But
it's hard for me. Again, it's all the hair changes are hard for me to take. Yeah.
She's just interesting to me. And we don't know who the real Lisa Rinna is. So it's hard to. I just am deciphering just the way that she was talking to Harry, like you talk to an invalid. Okay, now we're going to take our masks off here, Harry. And we're going to do this, Harry. And just not a way a husband and wife, I feel like maybe I'm just harsh the way I talk to people, but I just thought that was interesting.
Oh, take off your fucking mask. Let's go.
Yeah. Diana having a baby at 45, 47. I need
crazy.
To know how that happens. Those eggs, unbelievable.
So much work. I feel like, see, it's only wealthy people that can have kids that old because you have the help to like not be exhausted doing it. You know what I mean? She's just like, you know, the adult kids helping her, the
she's
nannies
got the
helping
33
her, her
year old
full-time
husband,
staff.
Yeah, or fiance, right. whatever they are.
Right.
And they all seemed really cute. I didn't really like her at the dinner scene, but at the house, she won me over because... being a refugee and leaving your family and going through all that as a child, I do have sympathy for.
Yeah, she feels like she might be like a Yolanda stand-in or something.
Yeah, right.
Like they're trying to give that kind of like.
But I love how
that whole.
I love to see an adult's child be really sweet, especially to a little girl. It seems to always happen.
Yeah, that was nice.
I think that's really cute when siblings are like 100 years apart and it's like it's really a dad sibling, but.
Yeah.
I thought that was sweet. Won me over, but
yeah,
good for her.
I'm interested to see how she is. I mean, I loved all that Cartier look, like the opulence of all those rings and shit.
I think she
might be a fun
too highbrow
to
get into the
we'll
dirt.
See.
But I did enjoy Erica telling Sutton to fuck off. That was joyous. So good episode. Nothing beat Atlanta for me this week. I haven't laughed out loud like that. It was like watching It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I loved it.
At the end, I was like smiling. I was like, this was a fantastic episode.
And again, I want to reiterate, I'm lying when I say this, but I believe Dorit and
you got to let it go. Don't bring it up again the rest of the season that we talk about it. And let's see how it develops. Try to hold your thoughts in. Let's see how long you make it. It'll be until like minute two of next week. All right, guys, guess what? We'll be back. Kardashian's coming your way soon.
See ya.
We love you.